Would certainly like to say we appreciate the Lord. Been a lot of things said, and I'll just be honest with you. I guess I've went further out, come further back in. Really don't know what to do, I'm honest with you. But I do know this. I'm willing to try. And just appreciate what the Lord can do. A lot of things has been said about what he can do tonight. And I appreciate all them, Brother Lamar. I do. But, you know, I remember a time when I sat back there in the back and I didn't believe none of them stories that was told. I didn't. Just very few times I come just to get people to hush and leave me alone. And I didn't believe none of them stories. But one Thursday night, I believed. And I've believed ever since.
Bless you, Lord.
And I've seen him do things that nobody else could do. I need your help tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
You pray for me. You pray that the Lord will just have his will and his way, and I can get over some of this. My mind just, I don't know, just needs to be brought to captivity. And I need to just get a hold of the Lord. You pray. I really don't even know whether to try or not, but I'm going to. We here. And you pray out of the bottom depths of your heart. Very familiar scripture in the book of 1 Chronicles. The 21st chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. The 21st verse, the Bible said, "And David came to Ornan. Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, 'Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people.' And Ornan said unto David, 'Take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all.' And King David said to Ornan, 'Nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost.'" And that's all we feel like reading. And you pray. As I done said, I'd like to everything to win another way. I'm honest with you when I say that. These men know what where I stand, and when things get kind of like they are here tonight, I just soon let it go and let things go another way. But I realize here tonight that we're in revival, Craft, and I realize that, and I realize what it takes. I do. I realize what it takes tonight, and I'm going to tell you right now, I need the Lord's help. Now, I need you that knows the worth of prayer. I really need you to pray. And I'm honest with you when I say that. I thought about many, many things ran through my mind sitting there on the bench. And I a lot of times I think it'd be better just to go on and do something. But I tell you, I really, really just tried to pull back tonight. And I thought about this scripture here as I sat there. Probably done thought the good out of it. I'll be honest with you. I probably done thought all about it here tonight, and I thought about what David had done and how the Bible said that David had, y'all all know the story. David got there and he numbered the people, and the Lord told him not to number the people, and I thought about his choices that he had to make, and how that the angel come to him and give him three choices that he had to make, and I thought about them, and I thought about what the scripture said, how the Bible said that 70,000 men died that day. And I realized where David got when he got in that shape and he seen what was going on, and how that it had to trouble him, that what he had brought on to them men. I thought about what he said. He began to cry out. He said, "Father, they didn't do it. They didn't do nothing. You know what the angel I put down the sword." But I thought about what he told Ornan when he got over there. He said, "Ornan, I've come to build an altar here. I've come to get this place right here." You know what Ornan said? He said, "I give it to thee, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to cost you something." Yes, sir. And David said, "Well, I realize what I done. I realize what kind of play. I realize that I went back on the Lord, and I'm going to pay the full price." You know what? God give me a thought, and I'm going to tell you, I just sat there until it got further and further from me. But I'm going to tell you that it's all that I got. You really listen. I really want to get there. I do. You know what? I thought about what the scripture said, how those 70,000 men died. You know what? We've lived to a day where folks, they don't think they gonna have to pay for the deeds done in the body. You know what? He said you'd pay for the deed done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. You know what? Oh, and the thought the Lord gave me, and did you realize it was gonna cost you? Yes, sir. Oh, you say, "Preacher, it's Thursday night and revival is about over." I'm going to tell you right now, and did you realize it was going to cost you? We've lived to a day where folks say that anything goes. Yes, sir. Oh, they'll say, "Well, I'll just do it this one time and it won't matter."
I'll just get by. Like Darrell said, I'll just let it slide. I'm going to tell you right now, did you realize that it's going to cost you? I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, sir. Y'all just pray. I'm going to tell you right now, I tried and tried to get out of it, but now I want to get in it. I'm honest with you. You say, preacher, that ain't what we wanted to hear. I tried to get out of it. Yes, I did. But you know what? I want to get in it now. You know what? We've lived to a day where the smallest thing will deter our work for the Lord. Yes, sir. I'm the smallest little old thing. It'll hinder us. Yes, it will. But I'm going to tell you, did you realize what you're doing was going to cost you what it has? Folks don't realize just what it's going to cost them when they're doing it. No, they don't. Listen to me. I thought many times, Lamar, they'll say, well, it don't matter how you live. I'm going to heaven, preacher. I'm going to tell you tonight, the Bible said not only to be a hearer of the word. Y'all have heard it this way. Yes, sir. But it said be also a doer. I'm going to tell you right now, folks will say, well, I held back. I did this. I did that. It cost you something too. If you're supposed to do it Sunday night, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to do you no good unless the Lord lets you do it on Friday night. Yes, sir. It doesn't cost you. You know what? The scripture said that old David got there. He seen that 70,000 men going down. I'm going, yes, sir. You know what the scripture said? It said that he began to cry out unto the Lord. Preacher, it ain't going to affect nobody but me. And it ain't none of your business what I do. I'm going to tell you what you've done. It's cost you family. It's cost you a church. It's cost you a relationship with the Lord. You ain't got it hid. God knows all about you. And did you realize you was going to have to pay as much as you did? You know what? Sin's still sin. It was just a small thing unto David. You listen to me. The Bible said that he numbered the people. And he got there. I thought everything was all right. But it was just being disobedient to God. I'm talking about a man of war. The Bible said a man after God's own heart. It cost him. Yes, it did. I'm going to tell you right now, you can sell up. You can do what you want. But you're going to pay for it. You know that. I'm going to tell you right now, we've lived to a day where folks, they don't want to do what the sister said. Repent. How many of you come in here saying, I'm waiting on that message? You don't want to. You know why? It'll cost you a little. You know what they say in the world we live in? I've heard them say it. They'll say, well, if you ask how much something costs, that means you can't afford it. We got enough Christians running around. They ain't thinking about what it's going to cost, and they definitely can't afford it. And yes, sir. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about your spiritual walk with the Lord. You know that. Your prayer life. Preacher, we don't got one of them. We only pray when we gather around the table. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't incorporate God in your busy schedule. I know you can't. You need to incorporate your schedule around God. Yes, sir. You know what? The scripture said that awaken was over. And they told him, I said, go down there. Don't you bring nothing back with you. You know what? Don't you bring nothing back with you. Bible said when he got down there, that Babylonian's garment got in his eye. You know three things. That'll destroy you. You know what it is? The lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something tonight? It's going to cost you something. Yes, it is. I'm going to tell you also, if you want to have revival, it's going to cost you something. I don't wait on the preachers to pray it down. I'm going to tell you that you may be ready to go, but I'm ready to get in now. Don't start acting like you're ready to go. It's going to cost you something. Did you realize exactly what it's going to cost you to come this way tonight? I've heard folks preach it, and they'll say, well, it won't cost you nothing. I realize what they're talking about, but I'm going to tell you something. It's going to cost you something tonight. Yes, it is. Preacher, I ain't giving up nothing. I like the way I live. I like the way things are going. You didn't realize how much it's going to cost you. You know what? Bible said, Joshua, he sent them down there. He said, go spy out the land. Go see what we're up again. Them boys come back. And they said, well, there ain't many of them down there. And just send a few of us. I'm going to tell you right now, Bible said, I believe they sent 30 and 6 men. 3,000 and 30 and 6 was sitting down there. I don't know why we can't get nowhere, preacher. You know why it is? Well, we've had a crowd, preacher. There's 3,000 of them. I went down there. Can't you imagine? And Bible said they crossed over and began to fight. 30 and 6 men. I made them retaliate. I made them run. You know what? They got back up there to Joshua. He told them. He said, what's going on? Bible said he did what? Rent his clothes. Got down. Repented. Yes, sir. He said, Lord, what'd you do? I'm going to tell you what he said. He began to tell Joshua that they sin in the camp. Preacher, it's Thursday. Yes, sir, you're right. I'm just going to be honest with you. You pray for me. You pray for me, probably I'm be the last night. You'll have to. I've not thought about what the scripture said. You know what he said. I said that Joshua began to ask them men. He said, in the morning, I'm going to line you all up. You're going to have to come clean. What's going on? I'm going to tell you something. You've went out the door all week long. Just like old Achan, I'm blaming it on somebody else. I'm wondering why you ain't got what you need. But I'm going to tell you what. The Bible said that old Achan, I didn't see him there. I didn't know it's going to cost me this. I didn't know it's going to cost me. I know I'm the one. I know I'm the one. You know what the scripture said? It said when it come Achan's turn, Joshua said, Achan, tell me what you've done. He began to tell him. He said, Joshua, when I got over that Babylonian garment, it got my eye. Them shekels of gold and silver, they're up there in my tent. I can just hear it now. I didn't realize it was going to cost me this. No, that's the way you are tonight. You thought you'd get by one time and it wouldn't cost you nothing. You thought you'd just flirt around with the devil and it wouldn't cost you. Now it's cost you all of your influence. It's cost you all you put in. It's cost you all the times that you worked for. I thought about just what the scripture said. The Bible said that Joshua, he got, it just don't affect you. It don't affect you. Them deep dark secrets you got, they're affecting more than you. I thought about what he said. The Bible said he told him. He said, get them. Get everything that belongs to Achan. Get it out of the city. Down there in the road. We going to stone him to death. I'm going to tell you what do you good. Now that you realize what it costed you, you're to stone old Achan. Yes, sir. The Bible said that he lost all that he had. Everything. Costed him his kids. Oxen. Cattle. Wives. It costed him everything. Preacher, I've just lost a little. You just keep on flirting with it. You keep on riding with it. It'll take everything you got. It'll leave you laying there. Yes, it will. You say, preacher, you got scripture to back it up. Yes, I do. You know what? I thought about what it said over there. Y'all all know the story. It said Naboth had a vineyard. Yes, sir. No, Ahab wanted it, didn't he? He said, give me a vineyard. Old Naboth, he said, not so. This is my inheritance. I'm going to tell you why you're losing what you inherited. Because you're dabbling in sin. Yes, sir. You don't know why you ain't got what grandma and grandpa had. Because you ain't paying the cost. You know what? The scripture said, I'm just going to be honest with you. It said that they got there and they began to ask him all manner of questions. His wife said, why in the world are you so sad? Why are you laying on your bed? Ain't you the king? They said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, honey. We got too many of them getting advice. Yes, sir. From their wives. You don't have to amen me. And too many of them asking what they need to do. But I'm going to tell you right now. She said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll write a letter. I'll have him killed down there. I'm pretty simple, wasn't it? I wrote a letter down there. But the Bible said, I'm that the Lord. Heard about what happened. Boy, ain't that crazy. What they do, go tell the Lord on them. You know what he said? No. It said that they went and killed him. And the dogs licked up the blood. But you know what happened? No. Did you realize what you're going to have to pay? And did you realize what it's going to cost you? You know what? The scripture said that he got there. And the Bible said that away hell. And boy, he is happy, wasn't he? Got the vineyard is wanting. But let me tell you what happened. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. And it said, get down there. Get down there in that vineyard. Boy, don't you just hate it when you're doing something you ought not do? And the first person you see is the man of God. It's just like going to visit them. Brother Josh. Boy, they'll say, preacher, when I get over this problem, I'll be back up there. I didn't ask if you was coming. Preacher, when I get out of this hospital, I'm going to be back up there. Boy, some of them still down there, ain't they? Ain't seen them yet. You know what? They didn't realize how much it's going to pay. They'll say, preacher, when I get to where I can live it, I'll come to church. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't live it until you get the liver inside you. You know that. The Bible said that away hell, I can just see him now. Scripture don't say this, but I believe old Jezebel was a cheerleading. But you know what? When he got down there, the first one he seen was old Elijah. He said, did you not possess this? Did you not kill him? I believe old Ahab felt about that talk. He didn't realize what it's going to cost him. No, he didn't. The scripture said that he got there. And Elijah said, I'm going to tell you what. You know how them dogs licked up that old bear in the city? The same they're going to do to you. And let me let you in on a little secret too. Ahab, they going to do your wife the same way. Preacher, it don't affect me what they do. I'm going to tell you it does. Yes, sir. You can't live like hell and worship the Lord. No, you can't. Folks will think they can live any old way and do any old thing. Come in the church and shout. You know why about half folks wait to get to the church with all these prayer requests? Fall out with them if you want to, but they can't pray for themselves. Yes, sir. I believe in prayer. I believe it'll help. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to cost you something. And I don't think folks is realizing exactly what it's going to cost them. Yeah, they'll sit down and do a budget. And boy, they'll figure up this, figure up that, and they'll figure up how much it's going to cost. Yeah, I know what the scripture says. It said, how many of us intend on building a tower and not sit down first and consider the cost? No, except we can finish it. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the sin. And that's so easy besetting you. You know what? The Bible said that old Ahab, I believe this is what got him. When Elijah, he said, I'm going to tell you what else the Lord said. He said, you've sold yourself out to evil words. I'm going to tell you, when you sold yourself out, you didn't realize what it was going to cost you. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm losing my family. I'm losing this. You didn't realize what it's going to cost you. And the first time you drove by sin's house. He also told him, he said, I tell you what else, you that pisseth against the wall will be cut off. And all them in Israel will be held and cut off. But I'm going to tell you what. He said, just as Jeroboam. Old Jeroboam got down there one time. You know what? He got himself in trouble. Yeah, he did. You know what he did? He dressed his wife up, disguised her. He said, disguise thyself to be another, a wife of Jeroboam. He said, get down there to the man of God and ask him, my son sick. You know what? Yeah. Randy said something while we were sitting there. Y'all said he preached on it. You can see some things if you want to. Yeah. Some things I don't want to see. Yeah. You know what? We got more power than you think we do. Yeah. I'm talking about the children of God. Yeah. We got more access than you think. Yeah. Yeah, you know that. We do. Boy, we'll walk around and act like we ain't got none. I'm going to tell you, I'm a child of God. He said, rejoice that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, did you realize what it was going to cost you? Listen. Bible said that Jeroboam's wife went down there and got in there. Yeah. It said when her feet hit the floor. Yeah. And that old prophet, it said that his eyes was set by reason of his age. And don't think you're going to get it around some of these older folks. He said, come on in here, thy wife of Jeroboam. He said, why fantasize thyself to be another? You can dress up like the church. I'm going to say this. You can get up and sing like the church. Preacher, that ain't so. I'm going to tell you, everybody from here across the country, they told me my little old young girl was saved just because she could get up and sing a song. Ask her. She's lost for 2 years and them telling her, boy, that singing, you got to be saved. There is a difference. There is a difference. You can't get up and sing them old dead non-spiritual songs just to get by, and there ain't nothing in it just to help the cause. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to get up and sing help the cause, you're going to have to pay the cost. Yes, sir. You know and realize that. And boy, the folks will jump right on the bandwagon. That one that's been praying all week at home. That one that's been down in the basement. That one that's been testifying about the Lord. They'll go to shouting. This and across the hall over here. They'll say, surely I need to do something. But they ain't willing to pay the cost. You ever realize just what we've lost? Yes, sir. Boy, we say, well, preacher, we got to worship a little different in the day we're in. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. But I'm going to tell you, I've lost enough. Yes, I have. It's cost me enough. You ever did something, yet it'd take a long time for you to pay it back? I'll never forget it one time. I was out there working on a bobcat. Boy, I'd been working and working. I hadn't even really thought about it. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you're clear. That's over. Preacher, I don't believe that. You believe what you want to. It was gone. Yes, sir. You know what? I didn't even realize. You know what? Folks will do just like Jeroboam. The Bible said that they fanned themselves to be another. It's time you take your disguise off, because God knows who you are. The pastor may not know. I may not know. The deacons may not know. But God can see right through your costume. You want to know why things ain't been going the way they ought to in your life? Huh? Because you didn't realize what it's going to cost you. Huh? Bible said that when Abram and Lot got there, and their herdsmen, you preached on it, and their herdsmen couldn't get along. Let me tell you where Lot messed up. It's where a lot of us mess up. You know where Lot messed up? It said that he told him, he said, you just choose. You choose which way you want to go. That's all I can do to my girls. I had to show them. I had to train them up. They got saved. I got one back there fixing to get married. And bless God, I'm going to tell you this. And these people will say, well, and these kids got school. It's revival. And don't take them. And they'll get burned out. Your two's back there. My two's back there. I didn't twist their arm to get them to come. No, I didn't. And they come. I thank God it cost me a little along life's way. I might not have got to come to some of you's cookouts, some of you's parties. I might not have had to go some places you was. But bless God, I'm going to tell you something. It cost me some of them things, and it'll cost you too. Preacher, all I'm worried about mine getting a scholarship. That's your problem. You ought to worry about them getting saved. Yes, sir. It'll help them. It'll help them. You can't afford to do it for them. You realize that? Thank God, thank God. The Bible said old Lot got up there. He looked out over Jordan. And boy, all that good water, everything was good. Let me tell you where he turned to, though. Bible said Lot cast his tent facing where? Sodom and Gomorrah. Preacher, it won't hurt me to look. Bible said it vexed his righteous soul. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you right now, it'll start out with a look. It'll start out with a touch. It'll start out with something else. And then the next thing, you're in a shape you can't afford it. I didn't mean to, preacher. I didn't know what I was doing. That's a lie of the devil. Huh? They'll say, I didn't know. I just did it because I was having a bad day. Huh? Did you realize it's going to cost you what it has? I'm just being honest with you. Huh? Ask yourself. Do you realize some of this stuff around this church is going to cost you what it has? Huh? I'm just being honest. We've lived to a day where we try to please everybody. Huh? We try to make it comfortable on everybody, don't we? Huh? I'm being honest with you. We'll say, oh, let's make a way. Yeah. There's things going on throughout this land and country. We trying to make a way for folks that don't even want to come to the house of the Lord. Fit in. Yes, we are. Yeah, I have it. It's all right. You ain't got to come. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. You realize what we've lost? You realize what it cost us? Yeah. Yeah. Some folks say, well, I ought to do this, I ought to do that. Don't tell me them sitting over there watching us on the video in their pajamas know what's going on over here. Yes, sir. They don't know. They don't feel it. You say what you want to. Yes, sir. We'll say, well, let me do this and let me do that. Do you realize what it's cost us? How easy you think it is to pull over on the side of the road with a boat behind you Sunday. Watch Randy preach. Huh? Huh? I'm being honest with you. You ain't got to say amen. We've got ourselves backed in a corner. Huh? I know and realize, I know. They some people can't get here. They some people absolutely shut in and it helps them. I understand all that. I do, but they some people, they some people, they just went to a way of life and they forgot that. You know what it said? Assemble thyself together. You don't know what we're feeling over here? Get over here together with it. Yes, sir. It makes it easy, Bruce. It makes it easy to say we're tired. It makes it easy. Bless God, I'm going to tell you. They'll say I'm praying. Well, get over here and pray for us.
Yeah.
It's cost us some things. I can do this. Thursday night, I tired. I scare out of your kids around and watch it. I'm just being honest. Huh? Kids lost as lost can be. Huh? And there's an altar over here. Mamas and daddies don't know. Crafton, they don't know where the Lord's told them kids to come to. They don't. They've got down to a place now in a time that we've made it easy on the sinner man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've made it easier to escape. You know what? But the Lord still knows where they're at. The Lord still knows exactly what their thoughts are. Did you realize it's going to cost you that? I'm going to tell you, it cost you some things, folks. We live down to a day. Can I tell you this? They'll say, oh, it don't hurt for the little bit of the world to come in church. I'm going to tell you it will. Huh? You know what it'll do? They sung a lot of songs last night about being rooted, about being grounded. You let it come on in. Mountain View ain't exempt. Bearing ain't exempt. Harmony Grove ain't exempt. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil would like to get in here just a little at a time. He'd like to come in, just slide in. Robert, just a little at a time. He'd like to take your family. He'd like to take my family. He'd like to get them. He'd like to get it over there. I'm going to tell you right now. And Daryl, he'd like to slide them to the side. He'd like to destroy your family right there. Before them grandkids got old enough. And don't think he ain't working on them. He'd like to get a hold of them. He'd like to destroy them. And just cause you've been saved as long as you have. He'd like nothing more than to take them just as far and let them realize. He'd like to take your kids and your grandkids and just as far as he could down the road and laugh at them. Did you realize what it was going to cost? There's things I did, Daryl. I'm not talking about running down here to the juke joints. I'm talking about there's little things in my life since I've been saved that I didn't realize it was going to cost me what it did. Huh? You see, Mike, I'm like you. I didn't know there's no other way than straight. Huh? But they're sugarcoating it now. You realize that? The gospel don't need nothing mixed with it. Huh? No, it don't, Lamar. No. You don't have to take it like this. Take it like it. Just take it. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to cost you a little bit. It's going to cost you. Them women, they sung that song. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with God's way of living. They ain't either, Brondi. It may look boring unto you, but I'm going to tell you, thank God for it. Bruce, we've got ourselves to where we've watered it down and scraped it and scraped it. Do you believe we can look and find bad in any good? You believe that?
Yes.
Huh? You believe you can find good in any bad? Huh? Hey, I can pick it apart. If I didn't want to come over here tonight, you don't think I didn't. That hour's ride tonight, I told them. I said, I'm going to tell you right now. If I could turn around and go back home, I'd do it. Yeah. I had them same thoughts. Whoa, you the revival help. He had them same thoughts. Yeah, but it's whether you entertain them or not.
Amen.
I'm not exempt of them thoughts. That'll cost me. You can work. I tell my girls, and you can tell yours what you want to. They're yours. But I'm going to tell them right now. You can work your whole life to build up your influence.
Yes.
Your whole life. And one thing can tear you down. These preachers that didn't realize how much it cost them, ain't they? Huh? Yeah. They thought they could get by. Go another way. Huh? We wonder. They'll say, oh, so-and-so, boy, they really changed. They really changed. They've done this. They've done that. I'm going to tell you right now, they've got out of the will of the Lord. Yes, sir. They've got out of the will of God, and it's cost them.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
This ain't no boring life to me. This is my life. Randy Jackson, if I run myself to where I can't do this part, I hope he takes me on out. I'm honest with you. That is my heart's desire. And it's cost me things in my life. And you know what? If you want to sing like so-and-so, pray like so-and-so, want your kids raised like so-and-so's kids, are you willing to pay the cost? See, Ornan's just like the devil over there. That's the way he'll entice you. You don't need that. I'll give you this. You can have it free. One time ain't gonna hurt. Ain't nobody gonna know. Ain't nobody around. Yeah. Just look at it one time. Yeah, just go on down, ride by. It ain't gonna hurt. And finally it creeps in. And the devil's got you. And you know what? Then you start like David, trying to cover up sin. You know what he did? He sent for Uriah. Come on with a song. He sent for Uriah. He told him, come up here. He knew he had committed what he had committed. Huh? You know where you're at tonight. You know exactly what state you're living in right now. Boy, I used to could really testify. Preacher, it was easy. I'd get up and I'd testify. I used to sing a song. How many people you heard here lately say, I ain't sung this song in years and years and years? I'm going to tell you why. You didn't realize it was going to cost you that. You see, there's things that's precious to me. And the number one thing is my relationship with the Lord. That's number one in my life. I got a good family right back there, Crafton. The Lord's given me. But the number one thing in my life is the Lord. And when it becomes not the number one thing, you know who the first one is to know?
Yeah.
Me. You know what he said, seek first? Huh? The kingdom of God. And then all these other things will be added unto you. You want the blessings of life? Huh? It's going to cost you. I don't care what them feel-good preachers tell you over there. That's what's got us in the shape we're in. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to tell you right now, Josh, it ain't okay. Sin is still sin. If it got them boys in trouble, it's going to get you and I in trouble. I done told you David was a man after God's own heart. Ain't that what it says? But it says there was a day when the kings went out to battle. And David stayed and watched afar off. You think David didn't know she had done been down there taking a bath on that rooftop? Huh? He done flirted with it. He done had them thoughts. I'll send all them men out. Ain't that the way it is? Let me get over here by myself. They won't nobody know what I say. They won't nobody know what I do. Your sin has found you out. And you know what tonight? Ask yourself and be honest with yourself. Did you realize it's going to cost you what it did? Did you realize when you done it that it was going to cost you what it's cost you? Look around. There's mamas in here. Go ahead and stand to your feet and these men come out. These mamas in here. These babies in here that need help. And they gonna need help. But I'm gonna tell you something. You're gonna have to clean your vessel up. You're gonna have to get it all cleaned up. Preacher, we ain't got but one more night. I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to ask you. Did you realize what it's gonna cost you? Did you realize what you was going to give up in your life? You see, there's a lot of you kids in here. They don't understand when you get up and say what you say at church. Why when you get in the car and start down the road, why it's different. Why over at the house, you don't talk the same way. Over there on the job, you don't talk the same way. It's cost you. It's cost you. And you can stand right here tonight. You can blame it on everybody else. You can blame it on everybody. You can say, preacher, you don't know my circumstance. And it ain't none of your business. I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to ask you. And I'm telling you this. It's going to cost you even more. It cost Achan everything he had before he was finished. You know what it cost Jeroboam? You know what Ahab, though? I got some good news for you. Huh? He still had to pay his sons. But the Bible said that Ahab repented and humbled himself before God. That's the difference. I don't read where Achan did that. I read where Ahab did it. I read where one comes said, set your house in order, so you shall surely die and not live. Bible said he turned his face to the wall. And what? Repented. Preacher, all he did is extend 15 years to his life. Hey, if he could guarantee me 15, I'd take it. Because we ain't guaranteed tonight. How about it here? Be honest with yourself. Is your relationship with the Lord what it once was? Do you got that desire? Do you got that desire? Just like Bruce said downstairs. I liked what he said. He said, I've looked at my watch all day long, wondering what time it was and how to get back. Did you do that? Do you got that desire? Do you realize what you've given up just a little at a time? Just a little at a time. And then it's gone, Daryl. We give up the little things. We don't want to get them back. And they're gone. While these men come out. Do you realize?
Church hymnal.
Do you realize tonight that it was going to cost you what it has?